Well, hi folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. Got a great program lined up for you with people like New Vintage, Rhonda Vincent, Bobby Hicks, the Chopped Liver Bluegrass Band, Flat Lonesome, Mac Wiseman, the Boxcars, all sorts of people, and I hope you're going to enjoy the program with me. And we're going to get straight into it with a tune from New Vintage. Comes from a compilation album called Prime Cuts of Bluegrass, but it was previously on their album No Answer Blues, same title as the tune I'm playing for you. And we're going to listen to New Vintage with No Answer Blues right now. Here they come. Vocal work on that ending, nice chords there. That was New Vintage Bluegrass Band. Here's Rhonda Vincent from her 2012 album Taken, a song called In the Garden by the Fountain, and she has a special guest, Dolly Parton, singing some harmonies on here. See if you can pick Dolly's voice out. Great song from Rhonda Vincent. Thank you.
torch I carried was all in vain. And so I said, before you leave me, for old time's sake, will you meet me in the garden, past the fountain, near the weeping willow tree?
Rhonda Vincent, Dolly Parton, In the Garden by the Fountain. Wasn't that a pretty tune? And love that rolling banjo in there. That just really tied the thing together. Just lovely. Big event coming up in New Zealand is the Kiwigrass Festival, the 2021 Kiwigrass, on the first full weekend in February. It's held really over the 5th, 6th and 7th of February, and it's going to be a great festival. All the local bands, of course, because people just can't get in these days, into the country that is. So there'll be people like You, Me, Everybody, Wires and Wood, the Pippi Pickers, Roadworks, Hot Diggity, Belling Station Boys, Carmi Express. There's also going to be people like the Down Under Dogs and the Shindig Trio, Cotton Daisy Backstep, and so all sorts of music, and held in the beautiful Mighty River Domain just south of Cambridge, down what we used to call Karapiro Lake. It's a beautiful site for a festival, and it's just wonderful just wandering around the site, watching the other activity that's going on. The boating is always good fun too. You can find out more about it by go to the festival site, www.kiwigrass.nz, and that'll lead you to all the booking information and tickets. The early bird tickets may still be running. You can get tickets for the whole weekend, or you can get tickets for individual days. Do it. Janina Barbadell does a wonderful job of organising. It's just a great fun festival, and we'd love you to support it, so come along. You just might hear a tune like this here. Here's Bobby Hicks playing the great fiddle tune, East Tennessee Blues. Thank you. just an absolute master of bluegrass fiddle, isn't he? Bobby Hicks, it just sounded great there. And that nice low C note on the end there. Must have been playing his five-string fiddle, I reckon, on that to get that note. Let's listen to Rhonda Vincent again from the album Taken. The band is Hunter Berry on fiddle. Mickey Harris was playing acoustic bass and harmony vocals. Ben Helson on guitar and harmony vocals. Aaron McDarris on banjo, doing that lovely banjo stuff. Rhonda usually plays mandolin and does all the vocals, of course. And Brent Burke playing the resophonic guitar, playing it really nicely as well. And Josh Williams is playing mandolin on When You're Holding Me. He was a guitarist for the band for a long time, very accomplished guitarist. Singer went out by himself and came back to play some mandolin on this tune called When You're Holding Me from Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. Vincent and the Rage, When You're Holding Me, great song. Sad event yesterday, a good friend of mine died, Alan Finlay, a member of the Morrinsville Country Music Club for many, many years, certainly as long as I've been going to it, and he was a wonderful gentleman, the wisest man you can get with a dry sense of humour, and we'll miss him. He died after a relatively short illness, and we're boy, there's just going to be a great big hole. Our sympathies go out to Dinah and his family. And he's been an integral part of my music for the last 20 years, really. And certainly at Warrensville Country Music. And he was a big Merle Haggard fan. And he often sang Merle Haggard songs. And he always enjoyed anyone else doing them too. So as a special tribute to Alan Finlay, I'm going to play a couple of Merle Haggard songs from the Merle Haggard The Bluegrass Sessions album. Merle Haggard's not particularly known for his bluegrass music, but he is known for his treatment of acoustic country music. He did a wonderful double album of Jimmy Rogers songs, which is an absolute classic, and he nailed the feel and had some wonderful playing going on in there. Well, of course, to play bluegrass, Merle surrounded himself with some fine people. It was produced by Ronnie Reno, had Marty Stewart on mandolin, Carl Jackson on guitar and harmony vocals, Rob Ikes on resophonic guitar, Charlie Cushman on banjo, Aubrey Haney or Scott Joss on fiddle, Ben Isaacs on upright bass, J.D. Wilkes on harmonica, and Alison Krauss doing some harmony on one of the songs that I'm going to play for you. So here's Alan Finlay. This is to you as a tribute to the wonderful music we've shared over the last few years. Here's Merle Haggard with the tune Runaway Mama, and then Mama's Hungry Eyes.
She's my runaway mama, always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady coming to ride and show its skin, she's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in. She's got lots of pretty things that a man cannot ignore. And she stands out in a barroom when she walks out on the floor. If you see this kind of lady, kind of tall and kind of slim, she's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in. See somebody flirting, and she's hurting a bunch of men, she's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in. If you see a lady dancing on a table in a bar, go and call the chief of police. Try to tell them where you are. She's my runaway mama, always chasing other men. She's my runaway mama, always somewhere gone again. If you see this kind of lady, kind of tall and kind of slim, she's my runaway mama. Call the law and turn her in. Thank you. covered cabin in a crowded labor camp. Stand out in this memory I revive. My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands, and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. And his kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember mama praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't cause my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Hi, bluegrass fans everywhere. I'm Barry Patterson from Cambridge in New Zealand, and I'm listening to Paul Trenwith on the Back Porch Bluegrass.
Oh, thanks for that, Baz. I hope you enjoyed the Merle Haggard songs. They were a tribute to my friend Alan Finlay, who died yesterday. He always loved Merle Haggard songs. Let's listen to a young band now, Flat Lonesome. They've got some great pictures on the album. The album is called Runaway Train, and the pictures on the front show this bunch of 20s, 30s, something youngsters who play. I call them youngsters. That was the age we started playing bluegrass music. Fine musicians. They just really, really play well. Two young women in the group, Kelsey Robertson Harrigal, plays mandolin, does vocals, and Charlie Robertson does fiddle and vocals. Buddy Robertson plays guitar and does vocals. Paul Harrigal plays banjo and a bit of guitar and some mandola. Michael Stockton plays dobro and lap steel. Dominic Illingworth plays bass, and Tony Creesman does some percussion on one or two tunes. So it looks like a bit of a family band, and they play some great music. We're going to listen to the title track. No, we're not. We're going to listen to another tune, one called You'll Pay. Here comes Flat Lonesome.
cheating and a lying, you've covered all your tracks. But when you least expect it, you're gonna get paid back.
You'll pay, you'll pay. You can't go on living this way.
You might roam for a while, but you'll meet a bitter end.
You'll pay, you'll pay.
To my grave. Well, you made your great escape in the middle of the night, blowing smoke and burning rubber all the way out of sight.
You'll pay, you'll pay. You can't go on living this way.
You might roam for a while, but you'll meet a bitter end.
You'll pay, you'll pay.
Foggy, windy morning put a tree in the way. 30 miles north of the Mississippi line, just metal in the ashes
of a woman left behind. You'll pay, you'll pay. You can't go on living this way.
You might run on for a while, but you'll meet a bitter end.
You'll pay.
Another really great ending. Oh, I love these endings that we're getting. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're the music store in Hamilton that has everything you could possibly want to help you follow your music career, and instruments, accessories, and good advice. So go and see Shearer's and thank them for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and buy something from them. They'd be absolutely delighted. We're going to hear some classic bluegrass now from Scotty Sparks in the Kentucky Bluegrass Band, a tune called Shackles and Chains.
Sweet lips I love best.
while I'm sleeping, shackles and chains. And at night, to the bones, I will gaze at the stars and dream of your kisses in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. While I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Well, we're getting the endings today, aren't we? Shackles and Chains. That was Scotty Sparks with the Kentucky Bluegrass Band. Fine music going on there. Big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This program comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's played on several access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the week, and also played on access radio stations in the USA. That's Bluegrass Planet Radio. G'day to everyone listening there. And various access radio stations in Canada, including CFBX Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Prince George in British Columbia, and Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario. And I just happen to have in my hand a CD that comes from Ontario, and would you believe it comes from Hamilton, Ontario. So we've got a CD from a young band called Chop Liver Bluegrass Band. I'm not sure if that's a dietary thing or a sort of violence and cutting up people or animals. But they might be butchers, but they play some good bluegrass music, these guys. And they come from a town called Hamilton, so everything must be good here. Victor, if I get your name wrong. Victor Krankuli on banjo and vocals. Adam Krankuli on bass and vocals. So a couple of brothers there. And Andrew Ivins on guitar and lead vocals. Sorry about the pronunciations, but these are a great-looking bunch of guys and enjoying themselves playing bluegrass music. Here's a tune from their album called Down to the Hollow. This is from Hamilton, Ontario.
Down to the hollow, spend some time alone. Me and my guitar and some weed to get me stoned. Fear's taking over now, anxiety setting in. Playing tunes in this old hollow where the reverb's built right in. I'm going down to the hollow. Gotta get my cell phone out of here. Wildflowers grow and the birds put on a show. The hollow's for the lonesome and the sad. Water slowly chips away my worries, my fears. Falls help to ease my mind, make voices disappear. Dark clouds around me won't always be that way. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm going down to the hollow. Gotta get my cell phone out of here. Wildflowers grow and the birds put on a show. Hollows for the lonesome and the sad. City life, it weighs on me and I feel so much shame. Pushed like the pawn that's been torn from a chain. Down the beaten path in the bright morning sun. Down to the hollow where I'm the only one. I'm going down to the hollow. Gotta get my cell phone out of here. Wildflowers grow and the birds put on a show. The hollow's for the lonesome and the sad. I'm going down to the hollow. gotta get myself on out of here.
Wildflowers grow and the birds put on a show.
The hollow is for the lonesome and the sad.
That's a Chopped Liver Bluegrass Band from Hamilton, Ontario. Thanks for sending me the CD, guys. It's really good. Listen out. There'll be other tracks played in future programs. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I really appreciate the fact that you tune into Back Porch Bluegrass, and there's people all over the world, UK and Ireland and South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, of course, and USA that tune into the podcast. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy my New Zealand take on bluegrass music. I've been enjoying this music for more than 50 years and it still gives me great pleasure. Let's listen to Runaway Train again with a tune called New Lease on Life. Flat Lonesome from the album Runaway Train, and that was a fiddle player, Charlie, singing the lead vocal on that tune. Pretty talented band, I tell you. One of my early albums of bluegrass music was a 10-inch LP, and I think it had 8 tracks on it, 4 on each side, and that was Mac Wiseman, and that's where I first heard songs By the Side of the Road and Little White Church and things like that, and I've always enjoyed Mac Wiseman singing, and I have here an album of his Mac Wiseman Bluegrass Hits and Heart Songs, and he was an innovator in bluegrass music. Played with Bill Monroe, he played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in the early days, and he played in his own band. He was a businessman as well. He managed Dot records for a long, long time, and yet he maintained a singing career. Just he had that magic sort of rich, very genial sort of voice. I got to meet him in 1971 when I was there, and he was lovely to talk to, very, very friendly, happy sort of guy, and I was delighted to be able to talk to him because he's certainly one of my heroes of bluegrass music. And I'm going to play a track called You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. It's Mac is playing guitar and doing the vocals, Billy Edwards on banjo, Clarence Tater Tate on fiddle, Jeff Turflinger on mandolin, and John Palmer on bass. That's a fine band. And here he is singing You Can't Judge a Book by the Cover.
Judge a book, dear, by its cover. You can't tell if it's good or bad. The cover may be in the brightest color, but inside the story may be sad. Pretty pictures make the cover gay, though the page be stained with age. You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read what's written on each page. Just because there are dark clouds in the heavens doesn't mean that it will always rain. Just because you see somebody smiling doesn't mean inside there is no pain. So it doesn't matter what you hear. Don't believe it till you know it's true. You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read the story through and through. Doesn't matter what you hear. Don't believe it till you know it's true. You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read the story through and through.
Some fine old bluegrass from the days when bluegrass and country music were just one and the same thing, really, and bluegrass was just another branch of country music, and that was the environment that Mac Wiseman started performing his music. Time for a gospel song. We're going to have Paul Williams, one-time mandolin player and tenor singer with Jimmy Martin, has always played a lot of great bluegrass music, and here he is doing another sort of old country song, really, When They Ring Those Golden Bells For You and Me.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portal there to dwell with the immortal when they ring the golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory hallelujah. In that far-off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, we shall know no sin or sorrow in that haven of tomorrow. When our bark shall sail beyond the silver sea, we shall only know the blessing of our Father's sweet caressing. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. When our days shall know their number, and in death we sweetly slumber, and the King commands the spirit to be free, evermore in anguish laden, we shall reach that happy Aden. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. When they ring the golden bells for you and me.
Paul Williams with the classic old gospel tune there. Hope you enjoyed that. One of the great groups of the, I suppose, the 2015s, that's where this album came out. There were a lot of bands getting together and just putting together some wonderful musicians, and the Boxcars were one of those bands. John Bowman on fiddle and a lot of lead vocals. Adam Steffi on mandolin. Well, he makes any group sound good. Ron Stewart on banjo, both IBMA award-winning musicians. Harold Nixon on bass and vocals, and Keith Garrett on guitar and vocals. The Boxcars, a wonderful group, and from their album that was entitled It's Just a Road. Let's hear the tune Southern Train, the Boxcars.
There's a southern train leaving here this morning. It's heading south at 10:49. I want to be on board that engine when it leaves here and ride her back home to Caroline. Southern sunshine on the shoulders, and visit with the friends I used to know. I wanna sit out on the front porch with my mother and sing those gospel songs that we love so. I wanna walk those mountain trails and smell that laurel, take off my shoes and wade those mountain streams, and listen to the pine trees as they whisper, welcome home my son, it's not a dream. Southern train again this morning, and this old cell will be my home long, long. But if I die while up here in this prison, just let me ride home one more time. I wanna walk those mountain trails and smell that laurel, take off my shoes and wade those mountain streams, and listen to the pine trees as they whisper, welcome home, my son, it's not a dream. And listen to the pine trees as they whisper, welcome home, my son, it's not a dream. Welcome home, my son, it's not a dream.
That's the Boxcars. We've been having some pretty gentle music the last few tracks, so time to play a banjo tune to kick it along. And here's Earl Scruggs. This will probably take it out. Earl Scruggs with a classic tune that came out in 1957. He had on this one Lester Flatt on guitar and Ray E. Denton on guitar, Curly Sackler on mandolin, Josh Graves on dobro, Paul Warren on fiddle, and Howard Watts on string bass. And, of course, Earl Scruggs on banjo with a great tune called Shucking the Corn. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you can tune in again sometime soon, either podcast or radio, and enjoy this music that we love. Shucking the Corn, great way to finish.